Because this is a workshop, so does anybody have any questions?
You know how much okay. we love you.
This is one we can hear.
Oh, that's a nice question. It's got a compliment within it. How did you learn how to tell such a nice story? Do you mean related to the Chinese song that we just did? Well, we realized maybe people wouldn't understand the Chinese. Perhaps we should give them a clue as to what's being said. Although I've heard from people, they just like hearing it and coming up with their own idea of what's going on in the song, too. I don't know, do you guys have a preference? Who's for knowing exactly what's happening in a Chinese song at all times? My parents are with you guys. And who's for just the mystery? I mean, yeah. This is a balanced audience.
Yeah. You should just tell half the story and then just leave. That's what you like. Got one vote for that.
Well, Bela's namesake, can I tell the story that if Bela's parents had a girl, his mom was going to name the girl, but if Bela's parents had a boy, the father was going to name them, so... Bela is a of the male species, and
best reports,
so far as I can tell, and so his biological father decided to name him after Hungarian composers. So it's Bela Anton Lajos Fleck, and Bela's never actually performed any Bela Bartok music, even though that's his namesake. So this is the first time that he arranged a Bela Bartok piece.
Yeah, it's actually a couple of little short piano pieces for children that a child could play by themselves, but it takes two banjo players to play. And then we're going to go into a couple of other things.
Bela on this Bartok piece is the right hand of the piano, and I think I'm the left. Is that right? Well, you're the left hand, and I'm the right hand.